RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nempy on the mic Thursday. It's not Thursday. It's Tuesday. I don't know why I said Thursday. I don't know. I'm looking ahead. Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday. I'm advancing us to later in the week unnecessarily. I'm excited for Thursday. I'm sure we'll have a great program. We always do on Thursdays. But right now, it's the Tuesday program, which is excellent as well. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Bill Simmons, who's Mr. Boston Sports, says that Jeff Bezos is considering buying the Celtics for a reported more than $6 billion that could make the Celtics the most expensive sports team ever sold, which would be wild, of course, because the NFL valuations are always way higher on these things. I don't know, because I think Bill Simmons is as plugged in as anybody when it comes to Boston sports. He's certainly, you know, well known for being knowledgeable in that space. There's also this thing where, like, every time a team comes up for sale, and ask me, Jeff Bezos is going to buy them because he's talked about wanting to own a sports team and doesn't own a sports team. I don't know if that's his fit or not. What I do know is everybody keeps saying, and I got to correct the record here for a second. Everybody keeps saying the Commanders sold for $6 billion. They didn't. They massaged that number to the finish line. The actual sale number was $5.85 billion plus a cut of any additional revenues generated in the first year by the ownership change. So Dan Snyder had written in that anybody who started spending money with the team again because he was gone, that money would funnel back to him. And the reason they did that was they projected that money at $200 million, that there would be $200 million in new revenue post-Snyder. There would be $400, and then his share would be $200 million, which allowed him to say, I sold the team for $6.05 billion. I haven't seen the final accounting on that. I don't know how that ended up. I don't know where we're at on that. But I would guess that was an accounting trick to get the number to six. We'll see if we can figure out where the final number ended up on that sale. I would guess we didn't get to six in the end, which is so funny because you had all the shills out there early on. It's going to sell for $7 billion. It's going to sell for $8 billion. It's a distressed asset, and it remains a distressed asset until further notice. And their season at Commanders Field this year, I can't imagine is going to boost any of the value. I love Jane Daniels. I love DQ. Those aren't the things that boost the value of a sports team. What boosts the value of a sports team is having lots of fans, having a cool stadium, having a big TV audience. They have been failing in all three of those categories for a long time. From our guy, Grant Paulson, who I'll be hanging out with on Saturday night, River City Roll, 5-7 live show down at River City Roll Football Fest. Commanders week one starting quarterbacks by season. 8 years, eight different week one starting quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels, your starter, week one, 2024. Go all the way back. And as we go through this list, what strikes me is not like, ha ha, look at them, but how close, like that line in the NFL is so thin of success or you failed, start over. And they came close a few times and how different things are if they get it. 2017, Kirk Cousins, week one starting quarterback. Is life different if they give Kirk Cousins a long-term contract early on? Maybe. I think people still get dissatisfied they haven't won the big one, but they inarguably win more games over the next four-year stretch. Jay Gruden probably lasts longer as the coach. 2018, Alex Smith was great. Obviously didn't put up the numbers. It was a late career Alex Smith who managed games. They were 6-3. They were in first place in the division. Then he snapped his leg in half. What are you going to do about it? Get a new field is one of the things you're going to do about it, but that's a long-term plan. 2019, Case Keenum was your week one starting quarterback. I don't remember a lot of hope in 2019, so we'll fast forward through that one. 2020, Dwayne Haskins, week one starting quarterback. And I wasn't not excited about Dwayne Haskins, and it's tough to have any Dwayne Haskins conversation now because of his untimely death. It's just a sad story overall, everything that happened. But there was genuine and legit excitement over Dwayne Haskins in D.C. He was a star college quarterback. He was a local kid. Aside from the warning signs that existed, there was certainly the thought that he could be a good NFL quarterback and could have been a good NFL quarterback. Unfortunately and tragically, we'll never know. 2021, Ryan Fitzpatrick, week one starting quarterback. I'll admit it. I'm raising my hand. I drank the Kool-Aid. They got Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was late career Ryan Fitzpatrick with the beard, with the 20 kids. He was fun. I think there was a sense that, you know, something good could happen here. He lasted less than a half of football. Did the Aaron Rodgers. Got hurt right away. And it was the Taylor Heineke season, which was fun in its own ways, but obviously was never close to being competitive. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, that was the one where it's like, that could work. 22, Carson Wentz, which was like, hey, remember how Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't work? What if we run that back but pick a worse quarterback and pay money for him? That was a dumb idea. At the time, I said that was... So, in the lead-up to the season at the newspaper, we always did a big article about the quarterback and the season and talked about it. All these other years, we sold hope, right? Dwayne Haskins could be the guy. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's fun and he knows what he's doing and he went to Harvard. And maybe he's the guy. Alex Smith was a, you know, former number one draft pick. You sell the hope with Carson Wentz. I wrote 2,000 words, it's out there somewhere, about how he enjoys hunting in his spare time. Because you can't be that guy like, hey, you know the season they're about to play? It's meaningless. And this dude stinks. You can't do that. But we saw it coming. I did not pump up the hope. There was no pumping up a hope. I will go to my grave. I was on Kevin Sheehan's show the other day. He said, you know how the media is pumping up Carson Wentz. I said, no, sir. You accused me of that with Taylor Heineke, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, with Alex Smith, with any of these people. I'll say, yeah, sure. It's the NFL. Yeah, there's hope. There was no hope with Carson Wentz at any point along the way. Sam Howell last year. People were excited for Sam Howell. He could have been a find. He could have been the guy. And for a second he was, and then he wasn't again, and the coaching certainly played into that. It's not that they've, like, for 8 years it's been like, we're all despondent and there is no hope. It's that for 8 years, there's been hope at the start of every season, and Charlie Brown's gone to kick the football, and Lucy's pulled it away, and that's why we're dipping the toe in with Jaden Daniels, and nobody's all in with Jaden Daniels. Because we've seen the show so many times, right? And the junkies talk about this every day, the RG3 comparisons, right? What's the one thing we're talking about right now? Can he protect himself? Because we're worried about that, because we've seen that before. And I always say that to the coaches. Yeah, Ron Rivera and I had that conversation. Why are you not all in? I've just seen this show too many times. They've got to put it together for this to matter, for people to be all in on the Commanders. Excited for Commanders football to start. We've got a quarterback. We're in the home stretch. You'll hear those games right here on 910 the fan. So this is interesting. This is pretty cool, actually. We were in a meeting earlier, and the people downstairs said, we're hiring for our sales team. And, well, that doesn't happen all the time. So I thought maybe some of you guys would like to apply. So if you are passionate about the fan, and if you like helping businesses in our community, the sales team might be the right fit for your next career move. They help us keep the lights on here, which worked for 99% of today's show. We're not mad. That's all right. The power went out for a second. That's why we need you. That's why we need you. You help our advertisers with marketing through radio, digital, sports, and events. Find out more on our careers page, Audacy.com, AudacyInc.com, AudacyInc. .com. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. The squirrels are back in town. Spread the word. They're on 910 The Fan tonight, 6:35 p.m. I would say you've got 12 more chances if you want to attend a Richmond Flying Squirrels game this year. They will go quickly. Six of them this week. Take a week off, and then the first week is September. Six more chances they'll face the Altoona Curve tonight. 6:30 should be a beautiful night at the Diamond. Get out there, enjoy some Flying Squirrels baseball. If you're driving around town, listen to it on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. National baseball last night. Everybody's been looking forward to this one. The Mets and the Orioles. The Orioles just can't catch a break scheduling-wise. They need a breather here. Need to catch the Yankees, put some distance on them. Drawing the Mets, not the way to do that. Back-and-forth game. This one ended with a walk-off Mets winner.
The 3-0s. One on hit deep to left center. This might do it. Back near the wall. It is gone! Put it in the box! Francisco Alvarez with a towering game-winning home run. He hit it over the Great Wall of Flushing to the right of the 370 mark. The Mets have taken the opener of this three-game series from the Baltimore Orioles. They win it 4-3. They're waiting for Alvarez at home plate. He chucks his helmet high into the air.
I don't believe I've ever heard the phrase the Great Wall of Flushing before. That's a new one. We got the Green Monster. We got, you know, all the things, the gimmicks around baseball. I've never heard it. The Great Wall of Flushing in New York at Citi Field. forgive me for not knowing my iconic baseball features. My baseball hot take, Citi Field is better than the new Yankee Stadium. I went, and I don't want to be like, things used to be good, now they're not good. The old Yankee Stadium was great. The upper deck was so steep you felt like you were going to fall off of it. Everybody was together. The new Yankee Stadium is exclusively how much money do you have? Can we separate you from it and deliver you a luxury experience? I don't want a luxury experience at a baseball game. I'm sure some people do. I'm sure some New Yorkers do. We were sitting in probably $70 seats. So it wasn't, this is an investment to start with, but we're not in the nicest seats by far. Those are $300, $500. There's a waitress working the section. I don't want a waitress working the section at a baseball game. It's a baseball game.
Get your butt up and go get a hot dog.
It feels like if somebody wants to walk around with hot dogs in a thing and I give them cash and they give me a hot dog, that's great.
Yeah.
But the waitress situation, they put In the concourse, they had like upscale, like framed Yankee autographs, like in a like boutique art gallery kind of environment. I don't want that. I don't want that at a baseball stadium. And look, I'm not a Yankees guy to start with. But Citi Field, if you're going to New York, and you want to see a baseball game, go to Citi Field. Go see the Great Wall of Flushing. As people do, apparently, when they're up there. Mets O's second game of that series tonight. Mets nipping at the Braves' heels. Braves take on the Phillies. But good news for the Orioles. The Yankees are in full-on meltdown mode right now, which you say, How did the Yankees end up in full-on meltdown mode? Well, obviously, it was the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania that pushed them over the edge. Nice little exhibition. So they've got the Little League Stadium in Williamsport. The Little League World Series is going on. They pause the Little League World Series on a Sunday night, bring in two Major League Baseball teams. All the kids get to sit in the stands and watch the professionals play. Sounds lovely, but the Yankees blew it in the ninth on a save, and everybody's mad now. And the Yankees are hosting the Cleveland Guardians tonight, who are every bit as good as them. Big series coming up here. So Michael Kay is the Yankees TV announcer. He also is a sports talk radio host in the hours leading up to the game, which is an interesting, right? It would be a little bit like if I gave you all my hot takes that are like, and now I'm going to call the game. It's a weird mix. Also, dude talks for like 8 hours a day between radio and doing the baseball. I don't know how he does that. But Clay Holmes is the closer for the New York Yankees. Came in the ninth with the lead. They did not leave with the win. He's unhappy about Clay Holmes. Here's his take on the situation.
That's a tough, tough loss. I'm sorry, that's a really tough loss. Stroman has fixed himself. Last two starts, he's looked great. And the bottom line is, he gave them six shutout innings, turned a 1-0 lead over the bullpen, and the bullpen did a good job in the seventh and the eighth, and then you have your throat ripped out by Clay Holmes. And again, I'm not ripping Clay Holmes as a person. He's a terrific guy. He has not done a great job as a closer this year, and I think you've got to recalibrate at this point and start to close by committee and just mix and match and see who's coming up, and that's how you decide to close. If you're going to be obstinate and you're going to be stubborn and say all the time, do you envision Clay Holmes being the exclusive closer in the Yankees winning the World Series that way?
No, I don't see it.
Well, I mean, then they've got to think up a better way.
I love New York. New York sports talk is the best. Cream
ripping
of the crop.
Their throats out.
Chef's kiss to New York sports talk radio. Having a meltdown over the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I'm just picturing the kids like booing Clay Holmes, like, we're the best kids in the world at baseball. You give us this as entertainment. Boo! Go back to the Bronx. Boo! We boo you tonight. Yankees hosting the Cleveland Guardians tonight. Nationals hosting the Colorado Rockies, a team worse than they are. So finally a breath for the Nats after some tough series the past few weeks. One other baseball story I wanted to mention. I said I wasn't going to do a full baseball segment, but I like baseball, so we ended up doing a full baseball segment. I'm not going to apologize. It's my radio program. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. One more baseball story we need to mention, because we haven't yet. The owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Atanasio, is being sued for stealing sand from Malibu Beach, which is a heck of a lawsuit to start with here. So he owns a $23 million house in Malibu. A few years ago, he bought the lot next to it, which is an empty lot, for $6 million so that nobody would live next to him, as people do. And so he is working on, this is a permitted project, his attorneys say, for emergency repairs to protect the home from ocean forces. So they've got the picture. They've got a big digger, the excavator, scooping out sand to the beach and putting it there at the house.
Okay.
And people are suing. He's stealing the public sand and using it to prop up his house on the beach.
So that his house doesn't fall into the ocean? Is that what I'm hearing?
Did you see the house in the Outer Banks that fell into the ocean?
Yeah, it drifts away.
It just, woo!
There he goes.
I'm sure nobody was in it, but still.
Oh, yeah. The idea is terrifying.
Right? Like, when I'm at a beach house, I don't feel like we're ever in imminent danger of that, but that visual's going to stick with me.
Right. Do you think he saw that video and he was like, I got to start stealing sand?
Whoa, hang on.
What happened to me?
Hang on. What is going on here? So he's got the big excavator down in the ocean digging it up. He says it's permitted. He's cool. The neighbors say you're stealing our sand. We're fighting over the sand in the beach. I don't have a comment on that beyond... That's a heck of a story.
This is a Malibu problem.
The Milwaukee Brewers, too, of all the teams. Like, that's like a blue-collar, like, he's got a Malibu beach home. Other baseball note, Austin Riley, Braves third baseman, out 6 to 8 weeks. Braves hosting the Phillies tonight, as we mentioned. That is a tough break for them. ahead of a key series. We are back. I want to talk Jaden Daniels. I definitely want to talk Russell Wilson. Lots of NFL on the way. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
1051
on a Tuesday morning. MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Counting down to AWOD's Football Festival. That will take place Saturday night at River City Roll, 3 to 7. Live show 5 to 7. Fred Smoot will be there. I will call him Smoot Dog every day this week. Now that I know, that's amusing. Smoot Dog will be there. Fred Smoot. If you've never hung out with Fred Smoot, it is a trip. Grant and Danny will be there. They do the afternoon show from DC. Enjoy their radio program. We are doing a roundtable discussion on the Washington Commanders. So I'll look forward to that. You never know where those guys are coming from. So we'll have ourselves a great time with that. AWOD will moderate us. It'll be like the old ESPN show, the sports reporters, where Dick Schaap just sat in the chair and was teeing up the old crusty sports reporters. We'll tell you some stories about the way things used to be. We'll do it all Saturday night at River City Roll. Speaking of the way things used to be, shout out to Colt McCoy, longtime Redskins quarterback, longtime backup quarterback. He announced his retirement. He will be a Big Ten reporter for NBC. I read that yesterday and I thought, yeah, sure, that makes whatever. Because he's associated with Texas. I thought, oh, yeah, wait a second. No, Texas isn't in the Big Ten. That's kind of weird. But also then I remembered they don't have a Texas channel anymore. Because the University of Texas had its own channel on TV for a long time. But that's over now. They're in the SEC now. They got to share the SEC's channel. So there's the logical landing spot for Colt McCoy is gone. He's now a Big Ten analyst for NBC. I think he will do a phenomenal job. Dude knows ball, and the career's been well documented. He played in the national title game in college at Texas, got knocked out of it in the second quarter early on, struggled with injuries for a while, ended up in Washington, and he's a real one. He loves football, loves playing. One of the great moments, though, of Colt McCoy's career, he's from Texas. He's a country boy. He drinks raw milk, which is, you know, like it, some places it's legal, some places it's illegal. I don't really know the whole raw milk situation. Whatever it was, at one point, wherever we were, whether it was Ashburn or DC or wherever, like he had to get it smuggled to him wherever he was, because he couldn't have the raw milk. And we were talking with him about that, and obviously we didn't put him on blast for that or anything. We were talking with Jay Gruden, obviously another all-time favorite, and Jay, you know about Colton and his milk thing. He goes, oh yeah, man, it's weird, dude. Just drinks it straight from the teat.
that's
definitely not how that works at all. Your 2017 Washington Redskins. It was a time. You had to be there. And now I got another name I can't say. FedEx Field. It's not FedEx Field anymore. I'll be up there Sunday night for the preseason game at Commanders Field. Huge missed opportunity there. One, should have called it the Command Center if you're going to go Commanders, obviously. I mean, that took 10 seconds for us to figure that out. Could have named it after. Could have done a Joe Gibbs Field. Could have done something. Could have done something cool. Commanders Field. Whatever. We'll get through it. We'll get through it together. We'll get through it with Jaden Daniels. He's your starting quarterback, QB1, for the Commanders this year. Here he is talking about what it means yesterday. I'm fired up for the kid, and it's time. We got football coming.
Just joy and happiness to be able, like I said, to live out a dream that I dreamt about. But also, man, it's just I couldn't be here without anybody. Like, I couldn't do it on my own. Like, family, support system, the organization here, Mr. Harris and all them for drafting me, and even the people in the quarterback room. I mean, shout out to Marcus for taking me under his wing and being a great mentor. Jeff Driscoll, man, they looking out for me, helping me out a lot.
And he also talked about the culture of this team. We've seen guys, you know, beat up Tressway after a tackle. We saw you jump up and down at the end of the game when Trace McSorley, of all people, almost led a game-tying drive. What's, for you, that vibe of your teammates is what?
We enjoy being around each other. That's the camaraderie I've ever been in the locker room. Be able to go out there and see each other have success and want success for each other. It's big in the locker room. It's a brotherhood that we love each other. We want the best for each other. We're going to push each other.
You get the sense they like each other, and it's, there's an energy there. I've said this many times. There's an energy there this year that hasn't existed the past few years. And in the NFL, you don't want to read too much into that, right? I don't want to say there's a good energy there, therefore they will make the playoffs this year. I've been on teams with bad energy that win a lot of football games. I've been on baseball teams where people wouldn't talk to each other, and they won a lot of baseball games and made the playoffs. There have been very successful teams where people hated each other's guts. The reason is you get paid for performance, and however you feel about them all week long, nobody's not trying their best on Sunday, because that's when you get paid. The Russell Wilson stuff in Seattle is well documented. They spent all week tearing each other apart in the locker room. Then they went out on Sundays and won football games. So it's not a straight line, point A to point B. But it's refreshing, and it's fun. And we need a little bit of fun after all the crap we've been through over the last 10 years. Bad football, bad off-the-field headlines, bad name changes. I'm referring to Commanders. We're not going back to the old name. Stop it. I didn't say that. I'm saying Commanders is a bad name, because it is. Ownership changes, all of that. We need a little fun in our lives, and I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, Dan Quinn and his crew are a lot of fun, too. Dan Quinn was on the Junkies this morning. Let's play the Get Down clip here, because this is the number one discussion right now around Jaden Daniels.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can he protect himself? Can he stay healthy for 17 games? Because this is an issue. Now, he's not traditional NFL quarterback frame. He's not a big dude. There's not a lot of meat on that bone. He's going to get hit. It's going to happen. He's got to be able to run the ball for this team to win games. And when you run the ball, it ends with you sliding, running out of bounds, or getting tackled. Those are the three ways. I guess you could score a touchdown, too. If he just scores a touchdown every time, no problem. That was RG3's famous line. I can't get hurt if they can't catch me. And they finally caught him, and he got hurt. So you need a better plan than that. Here's Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels learning to protect himself.
Yeah, hope is not a good plan, so we don't go with that one.
All right,
for sure.
Good.
But some QBs are more dive and roll, you know, and so that's kind of what Lamar does. That's what Jaden does. And so not everybody, you know, is leg out, heel behind, slide. Others are, you know, dive. If you're, you know, right-handed quarterback, you know, rolling your left shoulder so you're landed that way.
Right.
So that's, I would say, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's half the league, you know, of the mobile guys are into that, where as opposed to sliding, sometimes you see on the slide, you know, the defender is still there ready to contact. The guy gets hit up top. Mm-hmm. So we do that, you know, more than, you know, the traditional baseball slide. Both of them are a way to what we would call is get down. You know, that's kind of the term that we use. Hey, how do you get down? So, yes, he caught an earful of not getting down into that space. But it's definitely something that it's important, because if you get the first, you're at the space, you know, let's fight for the other, you know, 3 or 4 yards on a different down. And it's one that all the guys who have this competitive nature and mobility fight through. But, yeah, we don't want those kind of hits, that's for sure. Some of the ones that you saw, you know, down, you know, in college, he's plenty tough enough. He's proven that. No demonstrate needing to establish that. So, yeah, that's something that, you know, needs to be part of what we do. But get down is the term that we use, and, you know, it's usually a, you know, forward dive and a roll with it.
Yeah, and not everybody's good at sliding either. That's the secret, right? And Jaden Daniels, he was a basketball guy, not a baseball guy. Russell Wilson, good at sliding, played baseball. The baseball guys are good at sliding. The guys who played basketball as their other sport may not have actual sliding experience. Reminds me of Jason Campbell, former Washington quarterback, very bad at sliding. Jim Zorn was the coach and decided he's going to teach him how to slide, which was a reasonable thing to do. So he bought a slip and slide and brought it out to practice and to have him work on it. Jason Campbell does his first run on the slip and slide, almost messes up his ankle, which put an end to slip and slide practice. Again, we've been through some stuff. It's good to have fun. It's good to have fun out here in a professional, competent operation. I appreciate that. You should appreciate that as well. I was Dan Quinn on the Junkies this morning. If you missed it, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. I want to play the nap clip because this dude's working hard. He's got a lot to do. He's got to sort out wide receiver. He's got to sort out offensive line. He needs a kicker, for goodness sake. He's staying up very late. Here's DQ on his schedule.
Oh,
all right, I'm curious. Just rapid fire. In a typical week, how many hours are you putting in?
A lot.
Like, when did you get home last night?
Later, and I got up early.
So, all right, when you were back...
It's not a good model for anybody, so I'm not even going to share it with you.
It's not a healthy lifestyle, being an NFL coach. It's not. But he's the right guy for the job. He wants it, and he's making the most of this opportunity. And I don't make anything of the timing on him naming Jaden Daniels a quarterback. Because, look, in the NFL, you're promised, you know, the day in front of you and nothing more, right? So if Marcus Mariota had lit the world on fire in the preseason, they would have had the discussion, no matter what had been promised to Jaden. He didn't. It's really obvious who this team's quarterback is. They made it official yesterday. We march on to week one. I'm fired up. We'll talk about the football fest this weekend. But it's the latest in the line. We'll go over the list on the other side. This is the eighth year with a new starting quarterback in week one for the Commanders. We need this. We've been through some stuff. We need this. We need a little bit of fun in our lives. I think we'll get it this year. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. All right. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Never know what's gonna happen next around here.
I missed talking to you yesterday about the astronauts.
I know.
I had to pull it up.
I know. It's the NASA's stranded's not the right word.
Feels comfortably
ensconced in the International Space Station for an indefinite period of time that we cannot define.
Except their food rations, which do have a limit.
I don't know. They're acting like they can just stay up there forever. Do they just have...
They're just watching The Martian. But we got this.
Do they have infinite food? I don't know. Can they? Sometimes they like grow the little leaves, you know.
I've seen that in the movies.
How many leaves do you need in a day?
Feels like a lot.
I would eat a lot personally. That's why I'm not an astronaut. I can't survive on 4 leaves a day and not be stranded.
I enjoy being comfortably ensconced in the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good. It's got its
breathable
perks.
Air.
It's got its perks.
Love it.
This show goes places. At the end of next month, we're going to the University of Miami, Virginia Tech against Miami football. So I'm fired up for that, number one, because that's going to be a great game. All of which is to say I'm now on the University of Miami football email press release list. So it would be irresponsible of me not to share this morning's big news out of Coral Gables. The University of Miami and Mr. Meatmaster have announced a multi-year partnership, making Mr. Meatmaster an official sponsor of University of Miami athletic events. I would like to know more, but I'm a little scared to Google. That's a work computer, Hazel. Don't do it. Don't do it. Rafael Hernandez, known as Mr. Meatmaster, is on a mission to revolutionize the beef industry, making the finest beef available directly to consumers, and now also at University of Miami sporting events. So you'll get a game report from me when I come back from Coral Gables. It's going to be a big game. We'll have to talk about it. But I'm gonna have some high quality meats down there as well in Miami. So this is a treat all the way around. Mr. Meatmaster, official sponsor of Hurricanes football. Probably, I mean, in the 80s, they were basically sponsored by Coke and Blow. So it's not, you know, it's not like we're moving in a bad direction at this juncture. You know, Michael Irvin doing a commercial for Mr. Meatmaster doesn't sound out of play in any way, really. I don't think that would look out of place. It's Miami. Whatever, anything goes. Anything goes down there. We'll take the show down there in a month. I hope with a 4-0 Hokies team. Hokies did media time yesterday, and Colin Schley. I'm sorry, this is 2 days ago. I'm getting my dates mixed up. Colin Schley is the backup quarterback for the Hokies. It's always good to get to know the backup quarterback. We hope Kyren Drones plays 12 games, lights the world on fire, but it's a dangerous sport. Colin Schley transferred in. This is his third school in 3 years, all of which is to say he's got a good pedigree. We played at Kent State, played for UCLA, but this is how he ended up at Virginia Tech.
This is my third school now. The other schools, I had a lot of coaching changes, and so I thought it would be best for me to just go back closer to home. I'm originally from Maryland. So Virginia Tech sounded like a great opportunity where I could show who I can be on the football field, be closer to home, and still get to play the game I love.
You were a starter in the past, Kent State, and played quite a bit at UCLA. Did you consider other schools, or maybe there wasn't a clear guy at quarterback, maybe there'd be a clear path to the field?
Yeah, I did. I took a couple visits, but like I said, there's nothing like Virginia Tech. The coaches, the players, the facilities, being close to home. It's just something about it just made me just enjoy it that much more than all the other schools.
You love to hear it. A guy who could have been a starting quarterback somewhere and knows he's the backup, right? He is not competing for the starting job. Kyren Drones is your starting quarterback of Virginia Tech. Still coming out. There's buzz. There's buzz around this program and what they're doing. And it's up to them to back it up. You got four chances to back it up. You don't have to win in Miami. That's a good team. But you got four chances right out of the gate, and you got to back it up. There's a lot of talk around Virginia Tech football. There's a lot of excitement this year. You got four chances to back it up. Vandy, Marshall, ODU, Rutgers. All winnable games, all losable games. Don't tell me Vandy's not a losable game. Losable game. Marshall beat them last year. Rutgers beat them last year. ODU is always tough down in Norfolk. They get ready for that. I mean, that's an area that rooted for the Hokies until they got their own team a few years ago. They go wild for that game. They're all losable. They'll be favored in all four. If they can walk the tightrope, go 4-for-4, we got ourselves some excitement. You build that excitement on the recruiting trail. You go down to Miami, you have yourself a big game, some national TV attention at that juncture. Hour number two on tap here. We'll talk to Trey Wilson on the other side, as we do on Tuesdays. He is the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. The boys are back in town tonight at the Diamond, 6:35. First pitch right here on the Fan. We'll also hear from Morgan Moses, the pride of Chesterfield, offensive lineman for Washington for a long time. For Baltimore, got close to chasing that dream up there, but now he's with the Jets. Last year, high hopes. Aaron Rodgers goes down first part of game one. They're right back at it this year. You get his thoughts on everything going on up in New York. We'll dive into that division, which I think is a fascinating division. You know I've got Russell Wilson thoughts. We'll have Russell Wilson thoughts. A lot of NFL coming in hour number two. But we'll start with Trey Wilson on the other side of the break. This is 910
right
The Fan.
The gate.
Now, but I, are the clips up here? Are we good? Because I want to do a little college football off the top as well here. You know we've been following the UVA quarterback situation. They have two quarterbacks. They have not decided which one will start. It's Anthony Calandre. He's the kid. He came in last year. Freshman. Looked good. Dynamic. Didn't win a lot of games because they don't win a lot of games. And then you've got Tony Musket, the veteran, three-year starter who transferred, started six games last year, missed some time due to injury, didn't win a lot of games, again, because the team doesn't win a lot of games. When we heard from Tony Elliott last week, he said last week they were going to do some padded practices and a scrimmage, and they were going to sort this thing out. So yesterday was the official last practice of training camp for the Virginia Cavaliers. Tony Elliott, I'm sure you've got this sorted out by now. Don't ramble on for a minute and a half about how you don't know. Oh, no. Tony Elliott. No.
Today was the last day of like true live, you know, good on good. We'll still bump and be more controlled. You know, I'm hopeful, you know, that as we get through this week, you know, in fairness to whoever it is, or at least have a week to prep, you know, as a starter. But you know, we're going to have some tough conversations with all of our personnel over the next couple of days. And, you know, this is a little bit different because of the time that we've had in camps. We've really been able to push these competitions to be able to get, you know, a good body of work to make decisions. So I'm hopeful that sometime this week, you know, we should be able to settle in on who's going to be the guy, or if it's going to be a combination of both of them. Again, it's been for those guys, they've battled their tail off. They've both done a good job, and now it's on us as coaches to do the right thing, you know, based off of the body of work as we truly evaluate it and what gives us the best chance to go win football games.
Would you like to play both those in the
open? You know, that's to be determined. If that's the way that it shakes out, you know, that's the way that it shakes out. And again, we'll have those conversations and see what's best for the football team. I think you got both guys that are very, very capable. But I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. Those will be conversations that we'll have the rest of this week to determine, you know, as we get ready to prep and how we need to prep for Richmond.
All right, he's closer. I'm going to give him a little bit of credit. He's closer. You could tell. We're going to have some tough conversations with some guys. I think we're at the point where he's just not sharing now. I think he knows who it is. It is. We might play both of them. Really, you might play both of them. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. I'm saying no on behalf of Tony Elliott. I'm going to lose my mind if they play two quarterbacks and alternate them. That has never worked in the history of football. I have no clue why Tony Elliott would possibly think it might work for him. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he knows at this point he's just not sharing. Now, they're still sharing practice reps. So when you turn the corner to next week, he's right. You got to name a guy. Even if you don't tell us, I don't care if you don't tell me. I really don't. Doesn't matter. Tell me, don't tell me, whatever. But you got to name a guy, because you got to get that guy as much practice as you possibly can, because this is a tough, tough opening schedule. And I'm not Richmond, obviously. They open with Richmond, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. But then Wake Forest, Maryland, Coastal Carolina. You can't take those games lightly. Those will be three tough games right out of the gate. You need to pick a quarterback, because you need to give them as much practice time as possible to get ready for these tough games and the things that are coming down the way. I'll actually be out there this Saturday. I'll be at River City Roll for AWOD's Football Festival. We'll tell you about that, of course, as the week goes on. Hope to see you all out there. Yeah. I think we're going to have a big crowd I was at River City Roll a couple years ago when the football team did that. That was their name at the time, the football team. When the football team did an event out there, and they packed it pretty good. I think we're going to pack it pretty good Saturday night at River City Roll. 3 to 7 live show, 5 to 7. We're off and running. It's a Tuesday. It's MP on the mic. We're so glad you joined us. Back with more after this on 910 The Fan, now 105.1
MP FM. On the mic, 910 The Fan,
105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We tell you that. We tell you to get down to River City Roll this weekend. But we don't just say that because it's on this card in front of me. We say that because we mean it. We want to see all of you at River City Roll Saturday night under the lights at River City Roll, 3 to 7. 5 to 7 is the special live broadcast. It's AWOD's Football Festival 2 franchise mode. It's going to be a ton of fun. Grant and Danny are coming down from D.C. We'll talk football. We'll talk Commanders. I will eat a pizza. That's not a reason to come. You don't have to watch me eat the pizza. What you need to know is, at 7 o'clock, when we wrap up for the night, when I'm done yapping on the radio, I'm going to eat a pizza. Just declaring it. It's not a marketing pitch for the event. It's a statement of fact.
You too could eat a pizza.
I might go bowling. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how the evening goes. Fred Smoot's going to be there. All your friends. Gary Hess, Coach Chris, talking high school football. Zach Joachim of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. You know we love him on this program. So there's a lot going on. And we want you to come out. The Commanders will have a presence there. We'll have all the colleges represented. And it'll mark, we'll be 1 week away from the start of college football season. We played it in hour one. Still waiting on that UVA quarterback decision. Will it be Anthony Calandre? Will it be Tony Musket? Seemed to get the indication from Tony Elliott that he knows. Said he's going to have some tough conversations with the guys this week. So we may have some white smoke there in Charlottesville. Get a quarterback, which is important. That's an important part of football. UVA taking on Richmond next Saturday night out there in Charlottesville, inaugurating their new video board. If you haven't seen the picture yet, it's huge. They went, because you think of UVA as being kind of, you know, Charlottesville. It's a little genteel. They went with the big video board that kind of covers the whole area on top of the hill. I think Hazel just Googled it, gave the reaction there. Yeah. Speaking of places that will be new and exciting, let's make the transition because it's a Tuesday. It's 11 o'clock. We love talking with our guy, Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Trey, good morning.
What's happening? Thanks for having me, Michael.
Absolutely. Congrats to the Squirrels signing the lease on the new stadium. Opens in 2026. I know there's a ton of excitement around the franchise and around you guys for what that's going to be and what that means for the fan experience, you know, that you guys will be able to provide at the level you've been looking to for a while.
Yeah, no question. You know, there are a lot of things that are going to be exciting about that new ballpark coming. But also, like, for those of us, there are a lot of people really heavily firsthand involved in that. We've also still got a year plus this year left at the Diamond, and that's where our focus is right now, is really just trying to put together a fun experience for everybody coming out here over the next year and a half and send that place out in style.
Yes, sir. Squirrels homestand. 2 left, 12 more opportunities to see the Flying Squirrels this season starting tonight, 6:35. It is National Lemonade Day. Lemonade t-shirt for the first 1,000 fans age 15 and older. Wednesday, teacher night. Teachers and school administrators get a free GA ticket. Virginia Tech night on Thursday. And then Friday night, Trey, it's Hawaiian shirt giveaway night. First 1,500 fans, 21 and older. You talk about a bang. That's a bang of a week right there.
Yeah, lots of great stuff coming up this week. There's only, like you said, Mike, there's only 2 homestands left this year, which is really hard to believe. Only 12 home games left at this point. A lot of giveaways with the lemonade t-shirts tonight. It's actually kind of a warm day. I don't know if it's this way down the city. I'm still out in Goochland, but it's kind of hot out here, so it feels like a good day for some lemonade. The Hawaiian shirt giveaway this weekend is going to be a lot of fun. I know that is always, whatever iteration of that they do year to year, it's always an extremely popular giveaway. And of course, the teachers are getting ready to get back to the full swing of it with the kids coming back this week. So we wanted to take a night to recognize them, have them come out and relax, hang out one night before before things get extra chaotic with the kids coming back. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff coming up this week at the ballpark.
Love it. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, was in Harrisburg last week for a homestand against the Senators. Did I see correctly that you were able to make it out to the Little League World Series?
You did see correctly, yeah. I had never been, and it timed out kind of well with us having a day game on Wednesday. You know, I lived up there in central Pennsylvania for years, for 4 years, working with Altoona, and I never got a chance to go. It's something that I always wanted to do as a kid, so it was cool. A couple of us went up there and checked it out. You know, it's completely free. You just park and walk in, and we watched at least I got to see a game between Taiwan and Canada. The Taiwanese team threw a no-hitter, and then watched a couple of the U.S. teams. I think it was the Florida and the North Dakota team. That place is awesome. It's the main stadium is huge, but especially with the big hill and the outfield. There are just kids running around everywhere having a good time, which is fun to see. Kind of makes you miss being a kid and not having a care in the world, just caring about playing some ball. And yeah, it's I guess like the purest form of baseball that we have, right? It was very cool to see.
You know, I know a lot of people who've been up there, and we were talking. I was on Parney's podcast recently, and Carl Ravitch said it's his favorite thing he does every single year. I have a friend, Pam, who works in production for TV. She does the Super Bowl. She does all the events. Has that on her calendar. Would never miss it. Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Little League World Series. I think for all the reasons you just mentioned, that it's it feels pure and right, and it's sport, and it's cool. And I'm glad you were able to check it off the list. We'll add it to the MP list here. It's no Virginia Tech football in Miami. That's our next road trip here. But we'll add Williamsport next time.
Yeah, it's, you know, honestly, it was that podcast that really made me think, the Party Time podcast episode with Carl Ravitch, that got my wheels spinning about it, and knowing that we were going to be close by when it was going on. Harrisburg's only about an hour and a half away, so it was a really easy trip, and then it worked out with the schedule. But yeah, I've been really fortunate. I've gotten to check off most of my sports bucket list items by my mid-30s, so there's still some new ones that are popping up. There's some other stuff that I want to do, but another one off the list this past week.
I love it. That's a big one, too. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Not easy to get out there. So you were the timing was good, but we got to talk about the team at some point, because the rest of the trip did not go as planned for the Squirrels on the field. Where do we stand here with a couple weeks to go? I know they're never going to throw in the towel, but got to get those bats warmed up, don't we?
Yeah, we're getting close to mathematically impossible time. It's last week was a chance that it's kind of been circled, you know, that the Squirrels had some of the teams they were fighting with ahead of them. They were going in to face a Harrisburg team that's been struggling pretty bad. Won the first game, everything's feeling good, and then the wheels fell off the wagon, and they never really got back together. Sunday, they tried to make a run at it. They fell behind by 5 early and came back and took a lead. And it's like, all right, if you get a 6-run comeback to close out the series, you're feeling a lot better about going 2-4. And instead, they ended up losing that one. It went 1-5. So at this point, we're talking a lot of development. We're highlighting individual success stories this year, but it's getting to be tough to see any kind of path toward the playoffs at this point. Until Dennis Pelfrey says he's throwing the towel, I'm not going to completely throw in the towel, because Pelf's also not going to throw in the towel until like 3 games after they've been mathematically eliminated. So he's going to get after it until, I mean, obviously there's still development to be had, and there's still games to be played, and stats still count all the way through the end of the season. But I really liked this year's team. A lot of great stories on this year's team, a lot of good people. So we're going to celebrate those guys over these final 3 weeks of this season. And, and for 4 weeks right now. But yeah, we're gonna celebrate what has been the 2024 Flying Squirrels, and we'll look back on time, and probably there'll be a few major league stories coming off of this team that we'll go back and talk about and go, how did that team lose so many games? Because it's kind of baffled me all year.
It's the nature of baseball, and if these guys need inspiration, they certainly don't have to look far. Another squirrel going up to the big leagues last week in Grant McCrae, and I mean, just the you've got the spreadsheet. It seems like we're adding a new one all the time here. It's been a great year for sending guys up to the big leagues.
Yeah, more former squirrels have debuted in the big leagues than any other year in the team history this year, and that's coming off of a year last year that was pretty close. So it doesn't take a math genius to say that these 2 years have been the most successful in terms of getting players onto the major leagues. Grant McCrae's not only gotten there, he's having a lot of success, which has been fun to watch. Tyler Fitzgerald has had a breakout second half now that he's finally getting a chance to relatively play every day in the big leagues. I think I saw a number the other day that he's third in the big leagues in WAR since the All-Star break. He's behind Aaron Judge, and there was one other player, I can't think, it might have been Kettle Marte from the Diamondbacks. But Tyler Fitzgerald's having a great year. Hayden Birdsong, who was with the Squirrels earlier this year, like Grant McCrae was, is having some success up there. So it's been a lot of fun to see some of these guys come up to the big leagues. We saw Parker Dunshee make his major league debut for the Atlanta Braves week before last. So even outside of the Giants, it's cool to see guys get up there and make the big leagues. And they're doing that at a higher pace than they've ever done it before over these last couple of years.
Super fun to see, and the results speak for themselves with the Squirrels and their development program. Trey Wilson, voice of the Flying Squirrels. You'll hear him tonight, 6:35. 12 more chances to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels this year. Get rested up. We'll catch you tonight. Thank you for jumping on the program, Trey.
Appreciate you having me. We'll talk tonight.
Yes, we will. Flying Squirrels baseball every night this week. And then, of course, the Sunday matinee. You'll hear it all on your home for the Flying Squirrels, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. We're back after this break. We got lots to talk about. We're going to dive into the world of the NFL, some quarterback situations, all that on the other side. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.